service, whether purchasing new motors or having ours repaired. Doug and his crew are a great asset in keeping our equipment running.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service, keeping your business moving.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065. Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Got a tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
This Tuesday night, the Clemson Tigers are headed up to New York City as they play the BYU Cougars in the 2025 Jimmy V Classic in Madison Square Garden. BYU is one of the most talented teams in the country, and the Tigers look to make a big statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 6 p.m. with 6:30 being tipped. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. It's Christmas time, people. And Judge Judy is pointing at her watch because it's the 8th of December. Can that be, Ramona? Didn't Thanksgiving just happen? Or was that
yes.
Halloween that just happened? Hey, look, even during the holidays, you don't need a special occasion to give a truly unforgettable gift. You just get to Turner's. That's right. It's not too early to start planning the perfect Christmas present. No, it's too late. Make an ordinary day feel like Christmas morning with a little sparkle from Turner's Jewelers. Turner's is a family-owned jeweler with 65 years of expertise and a legacy of trust in the upstate, and you basically have like 16-17 days, and you should get there now. You'll find something for everybody in the family. Ramona lives there. You'll get to meet her. Whether it's a just because gift or something more meaningful, Turner's helps you say it beautifully. Explore their curated collection of necklaces, bracelets, earrings, rings, each one made to wow. From diamonds to sapphires, silver to gold, there's something for every style and every story. You'll find stunning fresh jewelry every time you visit. There are new pieces for every season. Work with our expert in-house jewelers to design a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry now. This holiday season, make sure to give a perfect gift they'll always treasure. Bring the family together and build precious memories with a surprise from Turner's. Nobody does I do like Turner's. Bridal jewelry for the big day, plus timeless pieces to celebrate every day thereafter. Turner's is for grooms, too. Shop wedding bands and luxury watches to elevate your style. If you're looking for a pre-owned Rolex, Turner's has the stunning selection at prices worth celebrating. Discover estate pieces and designer jewelry that turn heads and start conversations. Turner's in-house team offers appraisals, repairs, cleaning to help your jewelry sparkle like new. Real gold, real silver, real value. Turner's offers timeless quality at competitive prices. It's always the right time to give a Turner's blue box. It never goes out of style. Browse online anytime at turnersjewelers.com or visit the store in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca for personal expert service. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. You will 100% thank me later. Georgia Tech, Steve, and then Towns. Steve, how are you? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, how are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for getting in, Steve.
Thank you, Walt. hey, Walt, I guess I was behind. That happens a lot. I had assumed, incorrectly, of course, that the winner of the ACC championship was an automatic playoff team. But I think I've learned later that does not occur until next year. Am I correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're correct. I mean, the winner of the ACC championship game is a virtual automatic lock unless the winner has five losses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so there was a stipulation on five losses.
Well, then. It's not on five losses. It's that another conference jumped you.
Okay. Okay. Well, now next year is the ACC champion automatically into the 12. Is it something changed next year?
Now, look, I think the whole thing's going to change for next year. So I would say stay tuned because I think by January 23rd, okay, we're going to have a completely different system.
Okay. You know, Miami certainly may be the best team in the ACC. I'm not going to argue that. I just thought that there was some benefit of being ACC champion. But whatever.
Well, there is, unless your ACC champion loses five games and gets displaced by James Madison.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's what I needed to have clarified. Thank you very much. While I'm on with you, I just got to put a plug in here for my little local high school team, Brevard High School, which will be playing in the state championship football in Hickory next Saturday against Reedsville. Been a long time since our local team has gotten there. And I just wanted your audience to be aware of that. Got to give my local guys a plug when there's an opportunity and a reason
absolutely
to do so.
Awesome.
So thank you, sir.
Yeah,
thank you very
Steve
much.
Yeah, thank you. Towns, how are you, Towns? Good to have you. Welcome back.
All right, Walt. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Listen, let me start this off with saying, I've never told you this, but I've listened to you more than I've called you recently. You got good music, man. We've got the same taste in what you like with artists, whether they're musicians or singers or performers.
Well, thank you.
And so I always appreciate that with your show. Now, let's get down to tax.
Yeah.
Walt, damn it, I know you're probably smarter than me and certainly know what you're doing. And I respect that in you. That's why I call you. You are a great sports radio talk show host.
Well, thank
you're
you
up there. But when you deferred, when you started talking about Kirk Herbstreit the way you did earlier today,
uh-huh,
I thought to myself, this guy sent both his sons to Clemson. Who didn't know it was a groveler when Clemson was on top of the world in the football world. And neither one of his sons ever played a down for Clemson, as far as I know. Okay?
Yeah. I don't care who he sent to Clemson, nor do I care whether he's the president of the United States. If I think you're a bonehead and I think you're a sellout, I'm going to call it like it is. And I don't care who it bothers. It just doesn't mean anything to me. My truth is to my listeners. People rely on the fact that I'm going to come in here and tell them what I perceive to be as the truth, with no other concerns for anything else. Otherwise, I'd be him, and I don't want to be him because, again, to me, he's a sellout, and I think we saw that.
And I don't think he started out that way.
No, I don't think he did either.
But I think he morphed that way pretty quickly.
Yeah,
okay?
I think that's right. Again, look, the really disconcerting thing about Olivet Towns is that he's a smart guy. That's what's really disconcerting.
He knows better.
And so he's telling you this stuff despite that. That's what's really disconcerting.
Oh, man. I mean, it was a straight face.
Right. Right.
Okay. Well, Walt, carry on.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, Towns. Okay. Appreciate the call. Hey, let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite players. We'll go higher and lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Hey, we have Monday Night Football. Let's go. Let's go. Look, Underdog makes it all better, okay? I try and play Underdog every day. The only times, if I don't play Underdog, it's just because my schedule didn't allow me to get to it, and I don't like picking things in 30 seconds. I like to be able to look at it and digest it a little bit, but trust me, that's the only time I'm not an Underdog. It just makes it all better. It makes it all more interesting, makes it better, gives you a chance to look. I have been all over. Okay, I have been all over the board on Underdog many times. I have had some great successes and I've had some downs, but I have had some opportunities for, you know, the major score like they're talking about. I have come so close to that. So close. And I keep coming, man. I just love Underdog. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word, to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Do that. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Consider the play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right. Back to the phones. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you, man.
Man, well, how you been?
Good, Michael. Appreciate you getting back in.
Yeah, man, it's been working here a lot lately, man. Yeah. Getting ready for these holidays, and they're about to break me. So I got to work as much as I can. Well, I know I haven't talked to you since the Clemson South Carolina game, but man, it's been a good football time for me. Walt, Clemson, you know, beat our rivals. You know, the Jags are playing pretty good.
Yeah, Jags.
Looking at their schedule, Walt, we got the Jets this week, and we play Denver, which is going to be a huge game.
Yeah.
Could you see the Jags winning out, Walt, and kind of possibly moving up to the second spot?
I mean, I think you're playing your best football of the year. You know, and I think that Trevor is playing a little better. You need that. I mean, there's a lot of talent on this team. I mean, this team's issue has not really been a lack of talent. So, you know, listen, the most important thing when it comes to NFL and the end of the season and playoffs is to be playing your best football at the right time. It's the most important thing in college football, too. It's are you playing your best at the right time? And the Jags clearly are.
Yeah, we got a lot of people back. We've been banged up with injuries for the last month and a half. We just recently got back Jordan Lewis, Eric Murray.
Yeah.
Trayvon Walker's been suffering with a hand injury. Eric Armstead has a hand injury. Parker Washington is out. We just got Brent Strange back, and we're winning without these guys, which is also the next man up mentality, which you need is depth going into the playoffs, you know, to finish out the stretch of these hard games that we got coming up. I mean, like I said, we got right and healthy at the right time, and Trevor's playing tremendously the last two games. He's playing confident, you know, and that's the key. Playing confident and
well, and playing right. Smart too, because quite honestly, one of his issues has been sort of bonehead decisions that a veteran quarterback at this point should not be making. So he seems to be hopefully playing his way out of some of that. And there's talent, you know, there's talent in the receiving core. And you know, the real key is, look, you're going to go as far as Trevor takes you. He's going to have to play well for Jacksonville to advance, and he has played better of late, as you said. Probably the last three games has probably been the best stretch he's had in several years.
Yeah, coaching is the key, Walt. Coaching is the key.
Yeah. Well, I hope that's right. I hope that's right.
Yes, I hope so too, Walt.
I still have a few doubts, Michael.
Yeah. I mean, this team's not perfect, but, I mean – no team's perfect.
Yeah.
Look at the almighty Chiefs. I mean, that nobody's perfect.
The good news is, you know, the schedule has been very Jacksonville favorable, especially, you know, of late, and it's going to stay that way. I mean, it's like you said, you're playing the Jets, the Colts who are falling apart, and Tennessee the rest of the way, other than that game at Denver. So, you know, that game at Denver is really the last sort of real opponent you have, except that, you know, in the NFL, everyone's pretty much even. So anyone in theory actually can be in this league.
Oh yeah. I'm just giddy, Walt. Good
yeah,
time.
I get it.
All right, Walt.
Thank you,
man.
Michael. We had multiple callers in a row want to talk about the Jags. How about that? So I think we lost. I think two dropped off because Michael brought up the Jaguars. They've won four straight, and are playing good football during that time period, and getting contributions from a lot of people. You know, you saw Thomas Jr. the other day lead him in receiving yards. It's important to have him back involved. You know, he's a big play threat, and he's a touchdown maker, at least he had been. So I think it's important to get him back involved. But yeah, that schedule is very favorable to a team that's in first in the AFC South with a 9-4 record. I mean, listen, you ought to beat New York, you ought to win at Indy now, and you ought to beat Tennessee. Those three games you ought to win. If you win those three games, you know, that puts you at 12 wins, which is amazing, because I never would have thought you would have won 12 games before the start of the year. And then the Denver game is sort of a bonus. And, you know, if you could win that game, obviously it would be enormous. So the Jags have some momentum and are playing pretty good football right now. We'll see whether they can keep all that going. I hope they do. It's nice to see. Before we get back to the calls and back to this football conversation, let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Hey, listen. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Pre-Owned Superstore, they're all together, Lake Kiwi Auto Group, and now is the time to get the best deals of the year. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. Mark and his team are incredible. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available, and they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s. You can compare and contrast. You can test drive them all. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. 864-888-1200. 864-888-1200. You will thank me later. Looper, I'll get to you on the other side. Quick break.
It's that time of year again. It's time to start thinking about Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming 2026, March the 14th. You've thought about it, maybe made a resolution, or thought about maybe doing your first half marathon or 5K. Well, here's your year to do it. Sign up today. And what better way to give a present, too, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer for the race entry. You can do that. Go to runsignup.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. 313 is a major sponsor with us, along with Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates, our two official sponsors, and Santee Cooper is also involved. It's going to be a fun day. You can check out our website at Race for the Green at Seneca SC Events on Facebook. And if you'd like to know more information, just go to our website at seneca.sc.us. Make a resolution, make a commitment to do your first 5K or half marathon and a relay, too. You can find it all at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Race for the Green 2026, March the 14th.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, HIMS.com/JOY.
This Tuesday night, the Clemson Tigers are headed up to New York City as they play the BYU Cougars in the 2025 Jimmy V Classic in Madison Square Garden. BYU is one of the most talented teams in the country, and the Tigers look to make a big statement with a win. Broadcast begins at 6 p.m. with 6:30 being tipped. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
When you bleed orange, there's only one place to be.
Kane takes a shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Kane gets away from the blitz. Rolls right side. Throws downfield. Got a man wide open. Moore inside the 10. Catches it. Inside the 5. Touchdown.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Dip to the road rage, back to a little Santana. Looper, what's going on there, Looper?
Yeah, I heard that about that athletic director. I don't understand it. I mean, I wouldn't have signed a contract to give somebody 98% of the deal, which, you know, that was old Swofford and all that crazy bunch.
Yep.
You know, and plus, they come in here because they couldn't find five games, you know. They had to get five games, you know, to kind of keep them in a, so they can get ranked to the playing the Sisters of the Poor.
Right. It took insane nerve and real forgetfulness for Bavakwa to make the kind of comments that he did. The ACC saved his butt and gave away the ship in the process, and you just spit in their faces. It's you ought to take a look at yourself.
They had to get five games. Remember, you know, when the playoffs started going, you know, you had to have, you know, they had to have five games of some kind of credibility. I reckon they couldn't, you know. Another thing, you know, here we, one time they played Boston College, and they go to New York to play them. They don't even come, 90% of the time, they don't even come to the person's home field. They'll set up a neutral field. Look at Navy. Yeah. You know, they never do play them on their own field. And he don't remember the COVID year, which if we wouldn't allow them to play in the conference play, you know, get eight conference games.
Right, I mentioned that, yep.
They wouldn't have had a season.
Exactly right. And so the ACC not only acquiesced, but the ACC saved their butt. And that's just an incredible it's been incredibly short-sighted, and it demonstrates the only thing you think of is self. So it's insanely narcissistic as well. And I thought Bavakwa's comments were completely ridiculous and over the top and just an embarrassment.
I didn't want him in the league because he gave him everything. I mean, I'd let him suffer, let him go pull out somebody like you. You and running Rebels or something, or get some poor con games in five games. That way they wouldn't ever had no ranking.
Yeah.
They could say, well, y'all don't play no schedule worth of nothing.
Well, and again, you're not in the league in football. So I don't know what you wanted the ACC to do. The ACC's job was to promote their football league member institutions, not their volleyball team.
And that's another thing. You know, he said 24 teams. I mean, since they've been in here, I don't think they ever won nothing.
Yeah.
They won anything. I don't know. I can't even remember if they won one in back. I mean, they don't win nothing. So, just a waste of money. So, it's unbelievable. You know, he ought to go talk to Alabama. He needs to go talk to Sparky man down in Alabama. Tim Brando, whatever name that does Fox Sports now. I watched him on a podcast or something. He said, this is the most corrupt system he had ever seen. He said, it's ran by one conference.
Yeah, Tim Brando, that's who you hit it right. Yeah, Tim Brando made, I saw this comments on Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this last couple of days ago, right before the.
Yeah, he said. I think what I saw him say, I saw it on Twitter, was he said that you knew this was going to happen when they moved Alabama up a spot for beating Auburn. And remember, the what they told you when they did that was the rationale by Juracek for that was that Alabama went on a fourth down and converted it against Auburn. That's so ridiculous. I mean, the real question is, why would Alabama need a fourth down to beat that Georgia team? Instead of rewarding them, they should have penalized them for the Auburn-Alabama game. Auburn didn't put the ball on the ground 20 times, Auburn was on their way to win in or anyway, and they fumbled again at the 20-yard line when they're driving to score.
Yeah, he needs to talk to them because Alabama, 10-3, I don't care what they say, they don't deserve it. They got.
No.
I mean, they kept Brigham Young behind everybody as the season went along so they could run them out.
Yep.
You know, they don't want them Mormon white boys out grinding down, you know, so they can say it's a grind, and that's all I hear them talk about. It's a grind in this league. We're 8-4, you ought to be in the playoff, grind. I don't see nothing. They usually got, one or two teams at the top, rest of them. You know, Vanderbilt, you know, they talk about them, you know, but hell, what they had, it took them 6 years to pop up. It's amazing how these teams, you know, I looked at Indiana before the NIL, they had a record of when the playoff system started all up to before NIL come. They only won like 40 games and lost 80, you know, but, you know, it spurted up, you know, the last 2 years. You know, anybody can win when you buy players, you know, and don't worry about bookwork. You know, they riding around in Cadillacs, and then Texas Tech, you know, they was way like about 50 and 80 something when NIL come around. These teams wasn't nowhere around in the beginning of the playoff system. That's why, I mean, back then you had to win. Now it's just a joke. And well, let's see what the Tigers do tomorrow. Guess what? Who made the College Cup in soccer? Furman.
Yeah, how about that? Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I watched Clemson at the end of the year. Seemed like NIL must have started getting an airline call. It seemed like they just, I mean, last 5-6 games, you could it just look in their face like, why I'm out here? And somebody, you could see it's starting to affect sports. Players get less than somebody else. And then when they ain't doing nothing, the players that are getting paid don't do nothing. The ones that's working their tail off, you know, get kind of high. That's runs in consent, and that's what burnt this sport, and we'll just take it out there.
Thank you, Looper. Thank you. Look, did NIL, et cetera, help Indiana's rise? Did the transfer portal help Indiana's rise? Yes. Were these things available to Bill Snyder at Kansas State when he took factually the worst program in NCAA history in Kansas State and authored the greatest turnaround? No, they weren't. So just to be clear, the greatest turnaround in NCAA history is always going to be Bill Snyder. Always. And no one's ever going to be close to that. No one's ever going to be close to what he did and how he did it and where he did it. And he didn't have any of these benefits. There wasn't any of that. But this is the closest we've seen to it. And the reality is, even though what you're saying, Looper, is true, the NIL played a role at Texas Tech and played a role at Indiana, they played within the rules. Everyone else had the same opportunity and just didn't do it as well. And so you can't just sort of discredit what they've done because, you know, I mean, Ohio State certainly had all the money, more money than God. And Indiana beat them last night. And so their accomplishments are still absolutely incredible any way you look at it. And Texas Tech did spend a lot of money in the transfer portal. But you know, look, we've seen all sorts of teams spend money in the transfer portal and not spend it wisely. Texas Tech spent it wisely. They made good choices, and it benefited their football team. They also have a lot of homegrown guys, too. It's not just transfer portal. So I get your point to an extent. But the reality is what's been done at Indiana and Texas Tech, particularly I think Indiana, is really, really incredible. And Cignetti has done an unbelievable job. Were there some aids and props? Yes, but it's not aids and props that Ohio State and Georgia and all the big schools don't have already to their advantage. So they did it better. any way you look at it, they did it better. And what they've accomplished is mind-boggling. This is Indiana, where at this point in time, they were the worst program in the history of college football. Obviously, Snyder changed all that and all those numbers. Kansas State was by far and away the worst program in college football history. This is the closest thing we've seen. And again, it's a shorter time frame. Will it stand up long over time? I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I don't even know how long Cignetti plans on coaching. I mean, he said a couple things that make you sort of wonder a little bit how long he plans on coaching. I don't know what the answer is, but I just think there's no way you can discredit what they've done, either school. It's been accomplished under the same rules as everybody else. Again, did Texas Tech get a specific boost from a very rich booster? Yes. And did it help? Yes. But again, a lot of those players are actually still homegrown, and you still have to pick the right ones. I mean, I thought LSU, who spent similar amount of money in the transfer portal this year, didn't get any of the results that Texas Tech got. I thought because they picked all the wrong guys. I did not like LSU's transfer portal. I said that. I thought it was suspect. I didn't think it really addressed their needs. And I think as the year went on, we learned that was the case. We've seen Florida State spend a ton of money and go after the transfer portal year after year after year. It worked in one particular year based on a number of classes of transfer portal players, but it certainly hasn't worked of late. I mean, it's worked with individual players like Deuce, but that's it. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Ortho Laser in Spartanburg, 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. It's a short drive from anywhere in the upstate, and it's a really short drive if you want to get well. 864-327-8001, 864-327-8001. That's the number to wellness. Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Recoverwithlight.com is the website. You can heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. Treatment suitable for chronic pain, arthritis, for example, injuries, acute pain, sprains, post-surgical recovery to speed healing, reduce swelling. Flexible treatment schedule, sessions typically over several weeks, depending on the condition. Check out their 5-star ratings on Google. We encourage you to start there. People are getting help from pain without any sort of invasive techniques. Relief from pain after only a few treatments for many patients can avoid surgery like torn tendons or rotator cuff injuries, discounts for veterans and first responders, cash, credit, or even your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payment options with a payment plan program called SunBet. Allows patients to split costs for 4 interest-free payments if eligible. Though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients often find the cost is incredibly reasonable for the benefit of the treatment. Knee pain, arthritis, injuries, post-surgical recovery, hip pain, shoulder pain, neck and back pain, foot pain, hand and elbow pain. Again, it doesn't matter whether it's arthritic pain or injury-related pain or inflammation pain, post-replacement recovery pain. They can help you. Book your free 15-minute phone consultation. That's free to see if you're a good candidate and heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. By the way, their 6-visit package is under $500. And when you're talking about your pain, your health, and wellness, you're just not going to find anything better than that. Recoverwithlight.com, recoverwithlight.com. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times.
At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
At Carolina Top Dressing, we specialize in professional leaf removal and top-notch turf repairs. Let us take care of your yard while you enjoy quality time with your family. Don't let your lawn's potential go to waste. Carolina Top Dressing is also your go-to solution for maintaining a healthy and vibrant lawn. With our specialized soil conditioning program, we ensure your grass stays nourished and healthy. Visit us now at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote, and as always, go Tigers!
You really don't need a special occasion or a special reason to shop Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall. Step inside the state-of-the-art Reed's Jewelers showroom and discover what tens of thousands have discovered. Award-winning customer service, exquisite diamonds for her, elegant Swiss watches for him, and professional expertise from the team at Reed's Jewelers. Jewelry and relationships that last a lifetime. That's Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall next to Belk. Online at Reed's.com.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Holidays are quickly approaching, and there is no better way to shop for Western and workwear fashion for men, women, and children than at Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney. If you hurry in now, you can save 10% by just mentioning the Roar FM. This excludes firearms. We also carry hunting and fishing clothes, gear, and supplies. With brands like Carhartt, Ariat, Cinch, Wrangler, and many more, you can get everything you need in one stop. Visit today right off I-85 at exit 90 or 92, just down Peachoid Road.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch? Not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Tuning in from the car?
Flips it for the touchdown!
Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. And
we got the fried chicken ads above us now, Ramona.
I know, absolutely killing us.
Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody has had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed some of yours. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and hiding out, living off the grid. Don't do that. They'll still find you. Or you'll get eaten by a grizzly bear and they won't need to find you. Neither seem like a good answer. Just call David Green. He's right here. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to relocate. Stay where your feet are. Dabo Sweeney says, stay where your feet are. Call David Green, the Green Law Firm. David, by the way, is a Clemson grad, has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He knows all the options available so you can take your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or have an audit coming up, he can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll certainly use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, that's free, strategy session. 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You will 100% thank me later. Tell them I sent you. That is how this old deal works. All right, I want to get back to a little bit of this football conversation. If I didn't get to you on the text line today, I was just inundated and swamped, and I appreciate all your contributions. You know, when you look at this playoff field, and obviously we're going to talk more about this in the ensuing days, but when you look at this playoff field, my first thought is that the toughest route to a national championship is Texas Tech. They did Texas Tech no favors. Oregon's going to crush JMU. JMU will hang around for a little bit, I think, a little bit. But they're going to get crushed. And then you're going to have an Oregon team that's hot. What did you say, Ramona?
Did James Madison make it?
Yes. Yes.
I just said that JMU. That sounds real. James Madison is in the playoffs?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
One of those colonial types, I think, is what you call them. One of those colonial types. Oh, yeah, we need to bring that back up now, you know, because they're not going to be around long. We need to bring that back up. But, yeah, James Madison is going to play Oregon.
And how about that?
Yeah. And then, you know, Oregon's going to slaughter them. And then Texas Tech is going to have to play an Oregon team that's already won a game in the tournament, that's feeling good about themselves, and that's really, really dangerous. Look, I've said this for some period of time. My top three teams in no order have been Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas Tech. I have consistently put Texas Tech third in the map poll above Georgia and above everybody else because I think they're just that. I think they're just that good. And I think they proved that again this weekend. But the other team that I think is capable of winning the national championship, most capable, is Oregon. I think that Oregon is better than people think. They've had a lot of injuries at receiver, so they haven't always been whole there. But this is by far the best Oregon defense I have seen under Lanning, in part because this is the first Oregon defense I've seen under Lanning that can stop the run. And they stop it religiously. So I think they're very, very dangerous. I think they, I think they're going to be a really good matchup for Texas Tech. I think it's going to be a tough, tough football game, and I think the winner could win the whole thing. I think it's conceivable. And so, to me, when I'm thinking about which teams can win the national championship, I think that there are five teams that can win the national championship. I think there's the top three, which I've consistently said are Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas Tech, in no order. That those are your top three teams. I've written this. I've said it on the show. Those are the three teams most likely to win the national championship. And then I think the next level, you have Oregon and Georgia. And that's probably how I would put them. I would probably have Oregon 4 and Georgia 5. And I'm just going to tell you, Georgia people, why. I think your defense has been made to look a little better than it actually is, although I think you're playing much better defensively. But the real reason is I don't think Gunnar Stockton is very good. I think he gives you everything he has. I think he's made winning plays for you. I think he's shown some toughness and heart and character, which is more you had than you had in that position with Carson Beck. But I think that too many Georgia fans think he's Stetson Bennett, and I don't think he's that. Now, before the year, I did say that, you know, last 2 years before the season, Georgia was number one, and I said they're not winning national title either year, and Georgia fans hated that, but I was right. This year, I said I'm not ruling out the possibility they could win the national title, and I still think that. I'm not ruling out the possibility. I don't think they will, but I'm not ruling it out. And I think at some point, I think Gunnar Stockton is going to become a dilemma because I just don't think he's efficient enough as a passer to play an elite defense and beat them. And by elite defense, I don't mean Alabama. I mean, you know, Ohio State, Indiana, Texas Tech. I don't think Gunnar Stockton can beat those teams. And so, to me, I think Georgia's team five in this mix, I think they could win it if everything broke right for them, but that's as far down as I go. I think you have a top three, and then I think you have Oregon, who's fourth, and who Oregon worries me. I think Oregon is capable of winning the national championship. Then I think Georgia is five, and then I just don't think anybody else is capable. I think the next most capable team is Miami. If I'm putting a team in position six, it's Miami. And the reason is because I think when you look at Miami's roster as a whole, I think they're good enough to win the national championship. And I've said this in recent weeks. I mean, I think player for player, they're good enough. It's going to come down to Carson Beck. And do you get the good Carson Beck? You know, Mario Cristobal the other day on the show made an impassioned plea for understanding regarding Carson Beck, said that people just what did he say? He said he's the most misunderstood player I've ever coached. Well, all of us on the outside, we have a perception of Carson Beck that's not particularly positive. Some of it's been what we've seen on a football field. But Mario Cristobal said basically that Carson Beck did all the right things from the time he got to Miami. And you know what? The thing is, if you watch Carson Beck most games, you think, well, this is an NFL quarterback. Most games, that's what he looks like. And then he'll have these games that he just looks terrible. And to me, I just don't think he handles pressure well. I think if you can protect Carson Beck and let him throw from a clean pocket, you know who I would compare him to a little bit? I think he's a little Jared Goff-like in that if Jared Goff has a clean pocket and can throw from a clean pocket, he spins it about as well as anybody. Now, Beck's arm isn't as good as Goff's, but when he can throw from a clean pocket, he throws confident and he throws the ball well. When he's pressured at all, he falls apart. He does really dumb things, and that's still the concern. But if I ask myself which other team could potentially win the national championship, it's Miami. Look, if Miami played Georgia on a neutral field, I'm inclined to want to say Miami. I think Miami is really talented. I think Cristobal has done a great job building this team. You have the best young receiver in the game of college football. You have running backs. You have an offensive line that's certainly top three or four in the country. You have a defensive line that's certainly top three or four in the country. You know, you've had a few injuries on the back end, but you're better off there than you were a year ago. I think Miami is still a very dangerous team. I don't know what to make of Texas A&M right now. I mean, I think the Miami-Texas A&M game is going to be a war. I mean, I think it's going to be a very close, competitive game. It's hard to win on the road. That's going to be the challenge Miami faces. I think Miami is the right stuff to potentially do that. I do not think A&M can win the national title. I think they have a pass rush, but I don't think their run defense is good enough, and I just don't think they're good enough, period. I do think Miami, with the right situation, could. And I think the Miami A&M game is going to be 24-21, 27-24, something like that. It's going to be very close. I think it'll be very competitive. So I would put Miami in that next slot of teams that can win it. And then beyond that, I don't think anybody can. I think that – what do we have beyond that? We have Ole Miss, Tulane, James Madison, Bama, Oklahoma. I mean, I think Bama, Oklahoma will be a close game. It will be obviously low scoring again. I don't know what you can take away from the first game. I'm not ready to project that game yet. The only thing I'm ready to project about that game is good luck to the winner. Good luck to the winner, because they're going to play Indiana. And I don't see how either of those offenses is going to move the ball against Indiana. And I think that will lead to those defenses being exposed as well. I mean, I think Indiana beats the winner of that game by double digits. I think Oklahoma's had a good season. I think Brent Venables has squeezed every drop out of this lemon that he possibly could. But the offense is still just not dynamic at all. And if you're going to win a playoff like this, you're not going to do it the way OU's been doing it. I mean, it's great. The defense has been good. They've been turning people over. That's all good. But you've got to have some complementary offense, and I just don't think that they have enough. So I don't know who wins that Bama-Oklahoma game, but I'm pretty sure I know who wins the next one, and it's Indiana. But from a Texas Tech standpoint, you know, just looking ahead, Texas Tech to win the national championship is probably going to have to beat Oregon, Indiana, and Ohio State consecutively. That is brutal. That's the most brutal trip anybody would have. I love this Texas Tech team. When you consider odds, you sometimes have to consider the path. And that path is brutal, because I think they're playing three other teams the three other top teams in the country, in my mind, you know, other than themselves. I think they're going to have to beat all three of them to win the title. They're not going to shy away from it. I mean, that's Texas Tech is a team full of bad A's right now. And that's how they think of themselves. And is there still a little renegade going on there? Yeah, there is. And I think they like it. Again, I think it's sort of the football version of when Jerry Tarkanian was coaching UNLV in basketball. I think that's sort of who they are as a football team. And they're just absolutely filthy. And from a talent standpoint, it's the best defense in the country. And the offense is way better than people think. People need to go look at the offensive stats. Go look at what they've actually done. Look at the talent on the offense. They're way better than people think. And they create more turnovers than anybody. And these turnovers aren't accidental. These are full created turnovers. There's just no question about it. So that's how good they are. But their path to a title is a brutal one. They have not made it easy on Texas Tech. It seems almost by intent. Yoder's Building Services, established in 1986 by the Yoder family. This family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. The departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, and more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services, cabinet, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition and aims to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for their next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard in Fairplay, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Monday to Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30. Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. Don't move. Stay tuned. Hitch and Pitch with Mike Vaughn coming your way.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
Every winter, hundreds of people call Davis Services because their HVAC system breaks. By joining our preventative maintenance plans, plan members schedule 2 visits, one before the summer and one before...